Judas had the world's weapons. Jesus had not one of them and chose not the world's means of defense. He opened not his mouth. The great demonstrator of truth and love was silent before envy and hate. Peter would have smitten the enemies of his master, but Jesus forbade him, thus rebuking resentment or animal courage. He said, "Put up thy sword." Pale in the presence of his own momentous question, "What is truth?" Pilate was drawn into acquiescence with the demands of Jesus' enemies. Pilate was ignorant of the consequences of his awful decision against human rights and divine love, knowing not that he was hastening the final demonstration of what life is and of what the true knowledge of God can do for man. The women at the cross could have answered Pilate's question. They knew what had inspired their devotion, winged their faith, opened the eyes of their understanding, healed the sick, cast out evil, and caused the disciples to say to their master, "Even the devils are subject unto us through thy name." Where were the 70 whom Jesus sent forth? Were all conspirators save 11? Had they forgotten the great exponent of God? Had they so soon lost sight of his mighty works, his toils, privations, sacrifices, his divine patience, sublime courage, and unrequited affection? Oh, why did they not gratify his last human yearning with one sign of fidelity? The meek demonstrator of good, the highest instructor and friend of man, met his earthly fate alone with God. No human eye was there to pity, no arm to save. Forsaken by all whom he had blessed, this faithful sentinel of God at the highest post of power, charged with the grandest trust of heaven, was ready to be transformed by the renewing of the infinite Spirit. He was to prove that the Christ is not subject to material conditions, but is above the reach of human wrath and is able, through truth, life, and love, to triumph over sin, sickness, death, and the grave. The priests and rabbis, before whom he had meekly walked, and those to whom he had given the highest proofs of divine power, mocked him on the cross, saying derisively, "He saved others, himself he cannot save." These scoffers, who turned aside the right of a man before the face of the Most High, esteemed Jesus as stricken, smitten of God. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he openeth not his mouth. Who shall declare his generation? Who shall decide what truth and love are? The last supreme moment of mockery, desertion, torture, added to an overwhelming sense of the magnitude of his work, wrung from Jesus' lips the awful cry, "My God, why hast thou forsaken me?" This despairing appeal, if made to a human parent, would impugn the justice and love of a father who could withhold a clear token of his presence to sustain and bless so faithful a son. The appeal of Jesus was made both to his divine principle, the God who is love, and to himself, love's pure idea. Had life, truth, and love forsaken him in his highest demonstration? This was a startling question. No, they must abide in him and he in them, or that hour would be shorn of its mighty blessing for the human race. If his full recognition of eternal life had for a moment given way before the evidence of the bodily senses, what would his accusers have said? Even what they did say, that Jesus' teachings were false and that all evidence of their correctness was destroyed by his death. But this saying could not make it so. The burden of that hour was terrible beyond human conception. The distrust of mortal minds, disbelieving the purpose of his mission, was a million times sharper than the thorns which pierced his flesh. The real cross which Jesus bore up the hill of grief was the world's hatred of truth and love. Not the spear nor the material cross wrung from his faithful lips the plaintive cry, Eloia, Eloia, lama sabachthani. It was the possible loss of something more important than human life which moved him, the possible misapprehension of the sublimest influence of his career. This dread added the drop of gall to his cup.